The Purple Project Podcast Daily. Back on the airwaves again, excuse me. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on in the latest of Kansas State Athletics. We cover all things, or attempt to anyways, all things K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where the host, Eddie Greer, which is him, covers. Well, or resides and covers, or try to do his best anyways to cover K-State. Oh, obviously a Kansas State alum, 2013. Anyways, obviously basketball in the middle of what I'm going to call it a rebuild, because basically 95% of the roster was depleted thanks to the transfer portal. And listening to the Nigel Pack big news, or reading about it yesterday. Again, a lot more on that. I'm going to save that for the weekly edition, episode 97, which will be recorded tomorrow and then the draft. Usually me and Alex, my co-host, Alex Aiden, who's also a K-State graduate, also graduate from K-State, but I think a year later or 2 years later than I did. But anyways, the point is, we're all both K-State alums, and we're not actually writers, but we do, from the outside in, cover K-State athletics. But yes, K-State back, reeling this thing back in, back to K-State basketball, men's basketball anyways. Yeah, I mean, even though Coach Tang, new head coach, new basketball coach, Jerome Tang, talked about, you know, this is not a rebuild to try to elevate. This is, in my opinion, a rebuild, because you got to rebuild this roster for your guys. And one of those players that they're trying to pursue, we already got two transfers that, in my opinion, they ain't proved anything. Yes, I mean, I read her, listened to one of my favorite K-State podcasts other than my own, which is the Powercat podcast. Them guys over there talked about these guys aren't proving yet because they were 4-star recruits. I mean, I understand that. Maybe I don't, but at least Jarrell Colbert's, and then, of course, Cam Carter, the other one that just committed here last week. Of course, we have both of those up right now, up on a feed, wherever you get to the podcast. Again, the Pro Project Podcast, K-State Nation. But, yeah, the big fish are trying to land. Of course, this is kind of funny because everything kind of corresponds together, right? You lose a big score, and then you gain a score. Well, K-State's trying to reel in, and of course, Jerome Tang and his staff trying to reel in this guy. Detroit's Mercy's Anton Davis. And from what I've been reading, this guy might be the top college basketball prospect right now in the transfer portal, and somebody else in the transfer portal yesterday from Mississippi State. I can't remember offhand now. This could be any time now, when this podcast goes up later on this evening sometime, that this could happen. Now his decision could happen now. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen when this podcast comes out. Who knows? But K-State is one of five college universities now in the decision. And he's also seeking that NIL money. So that is that, obviously. From what I've read, was kind of surprised, at least for the NIL move. Hey, I mean, we've talked about this now for what? I mean, we had one of our special guests on here, Keenan Valentine, talked about this a lot more in depth. Again, his episode is out now as well. If you're new and you're looking for K-State content here as we or attempt to get into spring, or is it spring? But anyways, yes, Davis is 23 years old. Let's see here. Yes, K-State is one of five schools. He's trimmed it down to us, Georgetown, Maryland, BYU. And he has not ruled out Detroit to his college, Detroit, for his final year. So this guy's averaged almost 24 points a game. This is more than Nigel Pack. no shade to Nigel Pack. You know, but he averaged obviously 18. This guy's pure, maybe a step further than that to Nigel Pack, maybe a step further than Nigel Pack. And I haven't seen the dude play. That's saying something. And again, outside looking in, Nigel, he had big games and K-State didn't win. He scored like at least 30 plus three or four times during the regular season this past year, and K-State did not win those games. You expect somebody goes off like that, you know, that's a recipe for good things. But with K-State this past year and Bruce Weber, that was not the case. So, I mean, you want to win ball games. I mean, you got to get some scoring in there with these two unproven guys. I mean, yes, they're from SEC caliber. This is the first guy that you should pursue that's not from the SEC. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, this is obviously going to be a big, big get for K-State. They can somehow land him. I mean, this doesn't really make any sense that this guy that's been tweeting mostly about K-State for the last week, and then this might be a smoke screen, and maybe not. I mean, I don't know. We've seen this before that, you know, guys that love K-State tweet a lot of things about it, but next thing you know, they turn around and slap you in the face. Hey, I'm just trying to be honest with y'all, so I'm trying to hold back right now. So we'll see what happens there with that. Obviously, the watch for Antone Davis continues. We'll just roll with that because that's what it says. Antone Davis continues, or Antone, whatever. On this podcast, so we'll definitely keep an eye on that. But he's also looking for NIL money, pretty much like Nigel Pack kind of set the tone for that. So that's kind of interesting. Former K-State point guard now, who's transferred to Miami and signed a big time contract with, with LifeWallet, I think it is. Yeah, I gotta read that. I gotta check that. Yeah, yep. LifeWallet confirmed. LifeWallet as well. So, I mean, you got to get somebody that's going to score the basketball. Obviously, to match up with Marquise Noel, you know, you're going to get plenty of scoring from him, but you're going to get some moments where he doesn't score much at all. So, you need scoring. Obviously, you need to score buckets to win basketball games, right? So, but yes, K-State's still in the running, and they're in the top five now. In whatever order, I don't know, but K-State is in the mix there, obviously, with Georgetown, a big name in that process as well. And he did not leave out a returning trip to Detroit, just like Nigel Pack did when he did not leave out K-State. There, we all thought he was going to go back home to Purdue or Indiana. Nope! 180. We're going down south, baby, to play some basketball, where Miami was the Elite Eight team from this past year. So, hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. So, I ain't mad at that one bit. So Jerome Tang and his staff looking to land a big get, and oh boy, if they could get him, this could set off some dominoes effects here, getting some other guys go down here to the Little Apple. I mean, you need some scoring, so we'll see what happens. I mean, still plenty of work to do, but that's in the run, that's kind of in the news right now. In case it meant basketball, it's the pursuit for Antone Davis, the Detroit standout who's in the transfer portal right now. It's narrowed his choices to five schools, and K-State happens to be one of them. The Purple Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Stay tuned for more. Obviously, we haven't talked about track and field quite a bit on this podcast. We'll touch on them this week. That's going to do it for right now. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. If you've been listening for a while, we appreciate you. Continue to spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast. We are coming up on milestone episode of this podcast, which at this point will be in mid-May. I cannot wait for that. And the way it's landing right now, it's going to be the same week as the Kansas races. So it's going to be a big week for the podcast. That is for sure. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, continue to spread the word. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.